of humming on Moon. You should be well practicing, since we just did a bunch of warm-ups on Moon. So you should, I want you to change, I want you to do a new L, a new Moo on each time you change note. So if you're holding, like for example, the altos between measure 3 and 4, don't re-articulate Loo on measure 4, and so forth. And sopranos, at the very last beat, at the bottom of the page, you'll do a new lead Loo on beat 3 there because you're changing pitch. Got that? All right. When we get to the solo, let's do that chorally. On page 4, would the soprano ones sing at letter A? And would the soprano twos take over for the soprano ones, and the soprano ones will go back to the soprano part? Soprano twos take over at the top of 5 on the word the stars. Right. Alto twos on page 6, would you sing the solo together? Alto twos only at letter B. Alto ones, you'll sing the alto part in the choral texture. And then we'll switch, and alto ones will take over on the top of 7 on the word I love thee. See what that is, alto ones? And alto twos will go back to singing the choral part. Let's just take a read through.
Thank you.
just gonna write that back. Let's take our opening chord, like, if you would. So just on that opening chord, would you sing for me, ah? Sing that on ah.
Ah.
We'll do this next time we rehearse it, I promise. We're going to mix up. And I would like to perform this piece in mixed formation. So I think that will help us a lot with the tuning. And if we get used to that, early on in the rehearsal process, hopefully that won't be too scary in a rehearsal situation, because you are not going to necessarily be next to somebody who's singing your part. Altos, you might be with them so darn good.